Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's intervention saves a mother and her baby from forced abortion. We're going to be talking about this dramatic event on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, when it comes to the sanctity of life, you just never know what's going to come, what phone call we'll get or what email we'll get to help protect life. And in this case, it was a Florida teenage mom who was being forced by a family member to go and have an abortion when she clearly did not, and her teen boyfriend obviously did not, want to destroy their unborn child.
Well, the good news is we have great news that a child has been born the week of the 4th of July, and that child now is alive and well, and the mother is alive and well. The parents are happy that their child survived, but it was very close to being killed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was in the end of last year, in the fall of last year, on a Friday afternoon, just before 5 o'clock, a phone call came in to our legal department, and it was the phone call of the teenage father on behalf of his girlfriend who was impregnated with this child. And they were both teens, in their later teens, and she got pregnant. And a family member had said, "You're going to abort that child." She did not want to have the child aborted. Neither did the young father want this child aborted.
Praise God, they chose life.
Yeah, so the young man reached out to Liberty Counsel. Is there something you can do?
Smart guy.
And within 24 hours, I mean, immediately we went to work. Our legal team went to work, contacted the family member, sent a letter to the family member. Here's what was happening. The family member had contacted an abortion facility associated with some of the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood and others, in Chicago. And there was a organization in Chicago, the Chicago Abortion Fund. That's what it's called, Chicago Abortion Fund.
And the reason he did that is because, you know, Florida has laws where you can't do that. You can't force someone to have an abortion like that.
Yeah, and in fact, you can't force an abortion in any state, but Florida also has the six-week abortion law that you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks. So this family member, knowing the Florida law.
And the young teenage mom has a parental rights for her child.
Yeah. Set up this arrangement with the Chicago Abortion Fund and already booked flights. This is on a Friday afternoon now, so it's just before 5 o'clock. So you only have Saturday and Sunday. Monday, this girl was being forced to get on an airplane to fly to Chicago, Illinois, where she would actually have an abortion. Now, she actually was forced to talk to the Chicago Abortion Fund, and she specifically said she did not want the abortion, that she was being forced to have the abortion. Well, you know what somebody in their common sense mind would say? Even if you're pro-abortion, okay, we're not going to get involved in that. We're not going to force you. We're not going to service you. You're going to have to go someplace else. We're not going to get involved. No. The Chicago Abortion Fund goes out and raises money. They raise money to be able to transport people to Chicago and other places in Illinois. They go out and raise money to fly them at no cost to cover their travel to come to Chicago to have the abortion. Even though they knew that this girl did not want the abortion, and that she told them she was being forced to get the abortion against her will, the Chicago Abortion Fund was still going to proceed with the abortion on Monday and Tuesday of that following week.
And this Chicago Abortion Fund was going to pay for all of that.
Yeah, they claim that they're the largest abortion fund in the United States. That's
they
horrible. Offer financial support for those facing barriers to an abortion, including covering travel and logistical expenses. where they try to bring them out of pro-life states like Florida or states that have strong protections for unborn life. So data from even the Guttmacher Institute, which is a Planned Parenthood affiliate, shows that 25% of women, one out of four, traveling across state lines for an abortion, go to Illinois.
I'm sure that's not something they put on their website for the state, but that's horrendous. One out of four?
One out of four traveling out of state, they end up in Illinois for abortions.
Pritzker, that's not a very good reputation.
No. So CAF, this Chicago Abortion Fund, notes that it has spent more than $20 million on abortion appointment travel and costs since the 2022 Dobbs decision that overruled Roe versus Wade. They rely on financial support from the city of Chicago.
Wow.
That's from the city. Cook County, which is the county, the state of Illinois, as well as from fundraisers and donations. In August 2025, Cook County, the county alone, earmarked a $2 million grant for the Chicago Abortion Fund.
I imagine there's a nice relationship with Planned Parenthood going on as well, because they're benefiting.
It's unbelievable. So you got the city of Chicago, county of Cook County, state of Illinois, all three state and local entities, government entities, are supporting this illegal process, and they know what this entity is doing. So anyway, we sent a demand letter to this family member, and we said that it's illegal to force an abortion, and it's illegal to take somebody out of state to force an abortion. There are penalties for this. And that she also, as a mother, even though she's a teen, has parental rights,
mm-hmm.
because she was in her late teens and she did not want the abortion. And she made that very clear. And we asked for proof that this transportation would be canceled within 24 hours. And we then, on the next day, on Saturday, we did receive confirmation that the travel arrangements were canceled. We also reported this to the Florida Attorney General's office and informed the family members about this as well, that this had been reported to the Florida Attorney General. So by Saturday now, this transportation, this appointment had been canceled. However, the family member reached out to a local attorney, and they said, don't listen to that, ignore that. And so then it was back on. They're back on, and we had to intervene again to say, a warning, you better not do this. This is crossing a legal line. And finally on Sunday, we got word that, again, it is definitely off, and so there was no reason to go with this abortion. And in fact, the girl had to, she was in a very difficult situation this pressure. But she stood strong, the mother stood strong, the father stood strong, and praise God,
mm-hmm.
We have a photograph of this little baby. It's amazing. This little baby was born just a few days before we celebrated the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, in which we celebrate our annual 4th of July and the signing of the Declaration of Independence, where it says that God endowed us with certain unalienable rights, among which are the right to life.
And, you know, it's important to note, too, that the Chicago Abortion Fund's partner in Florida, there's an abortion facility in Florida that partners with them, apparently. This facility still pushed and attempted to manipulate this young woman. You know, she had an ultrasound, which they're required to do. They were going to put it in an envelope and throw it away because they said, if you see it, you're going to want to keep it, which is usually what happens when most women see their baby on ultrasound. And so the Florida law requires that pregnant women be afforded the opportunity to see that ultrasound and you see why. But this abortion facility was still pushing her.
Yeah, and intentionally told her they're not going to show the picture of the ultrasound.
Throw it away.
Because if you see it, you're going to want to keep the baby.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. A 2023 study published by a medical journal, surveyed 1,000 women who had abortions and found that 24% of the women reported that their abortions were coerced, This is a high number that a lot of these women are feeling pressure, that they are being pressured either by their boyfriend, sometimes even by their husband or by their family members, to get the abortion. This was a classic case of a family member having authority over this child, actually forcing her, and but for the call that we received on that Friday just before closing, this baby would have been one of the statistics and tragically killed. Mm-hmm. Thank God the baby lives and the mother lives, and they're all happy at this point in time. Thank you for your prayers and your support. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.